The chairman of the Public Accounts Committee in Parliament, Kweku Ajimamenu, has stated that the reasons why recommendations on the Auditor General's report are usually not implemented are due to the negligence of prosecutors responsible for the implementation. He said though some of the recommendations are left idle, some of them are however implemented but not done effectively. Speaking on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus in Accra, the Domau West MP rebutted perceptions by some members of the public that the PAC is not strong enough to bite those implicated in financial malfeasance. He said people who have stolen monies belonging to the state are sanctioned, but because the public only follows the PAC sentence and not its aftermath, most of the punishments escape the public's attention.
We always ask for sanctions. And you see, in this country, when you see sanctions, it's like a policeman should take vitals to court and prosecution and jail. The law has a lot of sanctions which will not even border on criminality, like go to court and jail him. Some of these things that are clerical. Somebody refusing to do work that he should do. You don't have evidence of steal or anything. Sanctions like queries. At the workplace, managers who query their staff for not doing certain things properly or not working efficiently. Certain sanctions like suspension for a week or two without pay. These are the sanctions that we expect that those minor issues that border on clerical things that you can easily trace to somebody being lazy or doesn't even know him his work. We insist that they actually take the sanctions that have been prescribed in the law to work, and that will deter people from sitting back.
The Executive Secretary of the Anti-Corruption Organization, Ghana Integrity Initiative, Vitus Azim, called for an independent audit panel in public institutions. He said if the internal audit departments and public institutions are independent and strengthened, most of the findings from the Auditor General's department would be handled internally. There will therefore not be any need for certain financial irregularities to get to the Public Accounts Committee.
We shouldn't glorify by calling corruption. It is stealing. There are lacks of stealing. Because when you award a contract to somebody, the fellow doesn't do the work. You pay all the money to the person, and the person goes, and you don't follow up to recover those monies. I don't think that there's any way you can justify this. So it shows that people are just dipping their hands into state coffers, and they are going scot-free. If the internal auditor do their work well, most of these things will already be discovered in the course of the year. Before the external auditors, the auditor general, comes to audit the books. Because before payments are made, they are supposed to go to the internal auditor who say, this is not proper, we cannot pay this. This is proper, we should pay. But the internal auditors are not effective in their work. They overlook a lot of things. And so they are not helping the management. They are not helping the auditor general in his or her work. And that is an area that we need to look up again.
Those were views of panelists on Radio Ghana's current affairs program Focus, which looked at the findings of the Public Accounts Committee against certain public institutions.